But right now, let's chat some Toronto FC. And joining us on the line to do that is 680 News soccer reporter Mike Leach. Mike, what's going on?
Not too much tonight, Rob. Doesn't sound like it's going too well for the Leafs down there on the island. It doesn't seem like Islanders, but although it actually kind of does seem like Islanders fans are a little bitter that he's gone, but they don't seem to need him back, at least not tonight.
Yeah, this is their Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, maybe they will make the finals this year because they are, in a playoff spot right now, but they are treating it like it's the championship game, and they are definitely enjoying watching their team beat up on John Tavares and the Toronto Maple Leafs right now. It is 5-1, as I mentioned. But let's talk about some positive Toronto things. And when it comes to Toronto FC, you know, maybe they didn't play particularly well for the CONCACAF Champions League. But today, officially announcing the re-signing of Josie Altidore. It also looks like Alejandro Pozuelo, the midfielder, coming over from Racing Genk in a transfer. And he'll be with TFC in late March. But let's begin with Altidore. And this is a guy that I think for Toronto FC fans, you know, Sebastian Giovinco was a great player and will always remember his, you know, his time in Toronto and what he did for this team. But Josie Altidore, I think most people would say, has been the heart and soul of this team, right up there with a guy like Michael Bradley for the last few years now. And for him to re-up, I think that's a pretty good sign and says a lot about, you know, what he thinks of the city and this team.
Well, very much so. And I mean, he was very open and upfront about his feelings about the city and the fans and how he feels about scoring goals in front of the fans, particularly in the south end at BMO Field. So, you know, I think it's a good signing for him. I think the stability is good for him. And he mentioned his young family that he's building. And, you know, I think this is a good situation for him. I asked him, he was asked, whether he had other options on the table. He said that he did, but this was by far the best choice for him. And certainly Toronto FC fans, I think for the most part, if he can stay fit, if he can refine the 2017 form that he had, it's certainly a great signing for Toronto FC. If the one question mark that I think a lot of people have is injuries were such a big part of his 2018 season. There is concern that he's injury prone. And, you know, if that crops up, this team, as it's currently constructed, is going to absolutely require Altidore to be fit on most nights. And he's going to have to be producing. Because as we saw over the two legs against Club Atletico Independiente, they don't have a lot of creativity, imagination going forward. And the finishing is just not there. They're going to need Altidore to be a difference maker for them this season.
Yeah, like you said, this contract and, you know, the signing definitely has some positives, but there potentially could be some negatives as well with his health, and hopefully he continues to stay on the field. That will be the biggest part of this contract. And you mentioned the creativity for this team right now, and when you lose a guy like Sebastian Giovinco and you lose a guy like Victor Vasquez, that makes things a little bit more difficult. But this potential transfer of a guy like Alejandro Pozuelo, which looks to be happening right now, would seem to, you know, remedy that to a certain extent. I think most people that are soccer fans in the city, unless they're big Racing Genk fans, I'm not sure they know necessarily what this guy brings to the table. But what can you tell us about Pozuelo and what he might be able to do when he finally puts on that TFC jersey?
Well, like most people, I mean, we don't have a ton of access to to watching Genk games, but they have been in they were just knocked out of actually the UEFA Europa League. And so when his name started to crop up on the radar for TFC, I started to take a closer look at what he was about and what he can bring to the table. I'll tell you, in the first leg against Slavia Prague in the Czech Republic, he didn't play for the first hour. He came on in the 57th minute. And that team went from very much what we saw with TFC lacking imagination over the Champions League games against Independiente. As soon as he came on, that team became much more dangerous going forward. He's a player. He's not going to be a replacement for Sebastian Giovinco, certainly in terms of the goals. He can score, but I think if you're TFC, what you're really looking for out of him is the playmaking ability that central attacking midfielder, the number 10 role, more that Victor Vasquez played with TFC. I think that's the role that they're going to look for him. The partnership, if he can find chemistry with Altidore in particular, if they find chemistry, that could be a very, very dangerous tandem. And he could pick up a lot of assists, and Altidore could fill the back of the net if, again, they can find some chemistry.
Mike Leach, soccer reporter for 680 News, joining us here on Sportsnet tonight. Rob Wong with you here on the Sportsnet Radio Network. So when we look at the state of the team right now, as we mentioned, there's a guy coming up soon with Alejandro Pozuelo. You've got Jozy Altidore re-signed, but this is now going to be a couple years removed from the glory days, if you will, Mike. And it reminds me of the Toronto Blue Jays the last couple of seasons. Not saying it's going to be as dire, but you know, this is a new era. Some of the, you know, old guys that were big parts of those championship runs are now gone. What are the expectations for Toronto FC heading into 2019?
It's really funny because prior to the first leg against Independiente, I think a lot of people thought that TFC was not a top-tier team in the Eastern Conference. I think New York Red Bulls, Atlanta, possibly New York City FC, maybe even DC United would be in that top tier, but that TFC could slot somewhere in the fifth or sixth position in East, maybe fourth if things go right. After the first leg against Independiente, people were dropping them down to second or third last in the Eastern Conference. And a lot of that had to do with the problems that TFC had last year. It wasn't scoring. For as many games as Altidore missed through injury, they still scored close to 60 goals last season. The problem was they sent over 60 the other way. They gave away far too many goals. They brought in Lara Simon, in hopes to shore up their central defense station. And so far, the early returns on Simon have not been all that positive. He had the gaffe on the header on Tuesday night at BMO Field. He just miscalculated the ball, and it went, you know, straight to Omar Brown, who was basically in on a breakaway. If they can get the defense sorted out, and if Simon and particularly Chris Mavinga can find a good partnership, and again, as I was talking about with Pozuelo and Altidore, if they can get a chemistry going between the two, some of the defensive woes of 2018 might start to disappear. But that's a huge question mark for this team going into the 2019 season, is will the defending be good enough? And can Simon change that situation for them?